3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes. I want to talk about this challenge. I find this shit very toxic. There has been this challenge that was trending on TikTok. It is called Slap a Teacher Challenge. So I will read the article so I don't make a mistake. It seems that as soon as one TikTok challenge ends, another begins. However, the latest is very disturbing and has teachers nationwide on high alert. According to multiple reports, there is a viral new Slap a Teacher Challenge involving students assaulting their teachers and then posting it online. At People reports, U.S. school districts are currently warning teachers regarding a violent new trend on TikTok that could have students facing very serious consequences, including criminal charges. Named Slap a Teacher Challenge, TikTok users are encouraged to slap their teachers and post the assault to the popular social media platform, and multiple incidents have already been reported, which will likely find many students expelled or worse. Within the last few days, a teacher in Springfield, Missouri was slapped by a student, and an elementary school teacher in South Carolina was hit in the back of the head. Memos have been sent to teachers at schools throughout the U.S. alerting them that the assault is on the rise, and parents have been advised to monitor their children's social media activity. In response to the Slap a Teacher Challenge rising in popularity, a TikTok spokesperson stated the alleged challenge would violate our policies and we would aggressively remove such content. But the reality is that we have not found related content on our platform, and most people appear to be learning about the offline dare from sources other than TikTok. In general, I can't fathom what is going on with this world. This is not normal. This is not funny at all. What is the next challenge? Sending a teacher to a hospital challenge? Throwing a drink at a teacher challenge? Burning a building challenge? I find this shit very cruel. It's very cowardly. Why would people want to slap a teacher in the face? When I was in grade school, I never witnessed anyone doing this shit at all. Actually, I saw this one incident when I was in sixth grade, and it was very, very serious. I don't ever want to talk about this at all because I'm not here to talk about my story. According to the TikTok challenges, I can tell that violence is used enough to make videos a selling point, which is very dangerous. I find that very, very upsetting. I find it very disappointing. This is the prime example that people don't appreciate good teachers. Of course, people did not have the best teachers in the world. I remember I had a bad teacher from kindergarten, and I did have some good teachers from grade school through high school. I know that it sucks, but it's life. They're not going to be in your life after graduating from kindergarten through 12th grade. Overall, I do not want to watch a compilation video of these challenges where students approach a teacher and slap them in the face. If a student did this, he, she will be suspended for assault or maybe get expelled. That is the end result that can never be taken back. It shows up on your academic record that will never be erased. You could have a limited future. It's like you're throwing your whole life away. It's really not worth it. You're young and you get involved in doing this type of stuff. I don't know why people think this is a good idea and take light of this challenge. If you have people who gas you up and encourage you to do this shit, you walk away from this, you say no, you need to be a no person. As long as you know what is right and wrong, then it's best to walk away. Stop following people who will do some dumb shit. There's no excuse on why these kids are following this type of TikTok challenge. Those who know right would not be on the wrong side of TikTok. Clout is a drug. I have to agree with it. Overall, I don't like that people normalize it and they ignore the consequences. There are consequences for your actions. There are repercussions. I can guarantee you that students will get sued. I heard that a lot of students were charged for the challenges. The teacher's family will sue the students for damages. I could see it happening. I can imagine the teachers getting injured, and I can imagine that their injuries gotten bad, it's gotten worse. You know what I mean? I have an idea why people are doing the most heartless things. One is that they're told that misbehaving is a major selling point. I always feel pain in my eyes because I don't like watching people misbehave, especially when they're violent. I don't like seeing children act like that. These TikTok challenges are considered a selling point. It's sad to say this. It's a bad selling point because people will pay the price and end up in prison for disorderly conduct. That's what we're seeing. They have complete access to social media and watching TikTok videos 24/7. They're watching it in the classroom, the school bathroom, during recess, after school, and being obsessed with going viral. They have nothing else to do to keep themselves occupied, and that's the sad part. If they kept themselves occupied and did something productive, then they would not be involved in some bullshit. And they're probably too busy poking at people on social media. That's my opinion on this situation. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.